Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. Before I jump into today's introduction, I wanted to chat about the Fort Foundation. They are this episode's podcast sponsor. So maybe you're looking for your first job out of college. Maybe you're considering going to business school. Maybe you have lots of experience underneath your belt and you want to take that career to the next level. Maybe you're a CEO. No matter where you are in your career, Forte has resources for you. Forte is a nonprofit that supports the advancement of women in business, and our community is changing the balance of power in that workplace. The Forte Network has a community of leading companies, top business schools, and powerful women that can open doors you've never even imagined. Forte offers workshops, leadership conferences, professional development, networking opportunities, and access to new positions throughout your career. Plus, membership is free. Really stoked to join this community, guys. So to get access to everything Forte has to offer, go to fortefoundation.org/kombucha and sign up for your free membership. That's fortefoundation.org/kombucha. All right, let's jump into today's episode.
Please listen carefully.
Hey guys! Okay, so now that we talked about this podcast sponsor, I want to jump into the introduction of my really good friend Stella. I interviewed her for today's podcast episode, and I think you guys are going to find her really interesting because her job is definitely very unique. It takes a lot of talent, and she has a lot of experience in this industry. So I was super excited to interview her. A little bit more about her. She is a graduate of FIT. She has worked with major labels such as Kohl's, Target, Victoria's Secret, Bloomingdale's, Lane Bryant. That's just to name a few. Her work has been displayed at the museum at the Fashion Institute of Technology. She's made custom corsets for many celebrities, including Dakota Johnson. She's an actress from 50 Shades of Grey. And she's also made a corset for The Skinny Confidential, Lauren Everts, and a ton others. She's also the first corsetaire from Connecticut to have attended the Oxford Conference in Oxford, England. Very impressive. And she is a founder, designer, and creative director behind the brand Champagne Corset. So if you want to pause this episode and go follow her, her handle is at Champagne Corsets on Instagram. She used to own a lingerie boutique in Montclair, New Jersey, where she offered a collection of specialty corsets. And now she has deepened her expertise in fit and design techniques and has over 16 years' experience designing intimate apparel. And her journey has taken her back to Connecticut, where she's on a mission to help clients create one-of-a-kind, unique, bespoke corsets of their dreams. And if you didn't know a bespoke meant, I actually didn't know either. I had to ask her. How embarrassing. Bespoke actually means it's, hopefully I'm like describing this correctly. It means that it's like customly created. So let me just wrap up this introduction because Lizzie is getting out of control over here. But we talk about the different things about corsets that you probably didn't know, the difference between a bespoke corset and one that you just buy, you know, from Spencer's or a regular lingerie store, the perks of actually using a corset. There are so many benefits that people don't actually know, and I'm not talking about, you know, the Kylie Jenner, let me wear a corset to have, you know, a 00 waist. There are actual posture benefits and things like that that we'll discuss. Lizzie agrees. And it also can help back, neck, shoulder pain. There's just so much that you're going to learn from this episode, and I'm really excited to share it. So without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Thanks for listening, guys. Hi, Stella, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm super excited to have you on. I feel like we've been friends for like ever now.
I know.
So why don't you give everybody a little bit of a brief background about yourself and your company?
Sure. So I am originally from Connecticut. And ever since I was about 7 years old, I told my parents I wanted to move to New York City, become a fashion designer. And I think they may have chuckled a little bit and thought I'd grow out of that, but I never did. I put together a portfolio while I was in high school. I took a few sewing classes at my local fabric store, and I applied to the one fashion college that I really wanted to attend, which was the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City, and I got accepted.
How exciting. What year did you graduate? My cousin actually went there.
In 2003.
I actually don't know. I think my cousin graduated like maybe 6 years ago, so you were ahead of her.
Yeah, I'm a little older.
So how does fashion school work? Do you have a major still, or, and if you do, like, how do you decide, like, what aspect of fashion you want to go into?
Yeah, so for the first 2 years, my associate degree, you study everything. You study tailoring, sportswear, knitwear, evening wear. And if you go for the four-year program, which is your bachelor's, which I did, the last 2 years, you have to pick a specialization. So the first 2 years, I didn't learn anything about lingerie or intimate apparel. So that's what I specialized in. So I did that along with corsetry, because I figured, too, that corsetry could take me into other aspects of fashion. And it can make me more versatile. And yeah, so I was really interested in learning about foundations and undergarments.
So what did you do after college? Transitioning into, like, you know, building your career. I know just from reading your bio, you've worked with celebrities, you've worked on corsets for, you know, brand names like Victoria's Secret. Like, how did you just transition into that? You know, that's a big deal.
it's been a long journey. So, and a lot of hard work. And so after I graduated, I started working full-time right away in the intimate apparel industry, and I did that for about 11 years. So throughout those years, I climbed the corporate ladder. You know, I started as an intern, and then I became an assistant, an associate designer, a designer, and then a senior designer. And during that time, I was on the weekends or holidays or any days off I had, I was making corsets on the side for myself, for friends, you know, anyone that wanted one. So I was sort of building my brand on the weekend while I was working full time and traveling, going to meetings, presenting to buyers. And eventually, once I felt like I wasn't being challenged anymore and there was no more room to grow, that's when I went off on my own. And it was I think it was in 2012, and I opened my own lingerie and corsetry boutique in Montclair, New Jersey.
So cool. And what was the name of your boutique?
Champagne Corsets.
No way. Oh, I should have known that.
So I've always been Champagne Corsets since day one. I've never changed the name of my brand. I was always working towards Champagne Corsets. There's been a lot of changes within my company and within my brands, but the name was always the same.
I love that. It's such like a chic, feminine, you know, vibe to it.
Thank you. That's what I was going for.
So before we jump into life as an entrepreneur and all those endeavors, I want to talk about, you know, the health benefits of corsets and some common misconceptions about them.
Yes, this is like the number one thing I like to talk about, because I don't think many people are aware that how beneficial corsets are and what they could do to your body. So I think the number one thing is how they correct your posture. So when you wear a corset, it really sets your posture up to be straight. And if you have a slouching problem, it helps shorten the ligaments of your spine. So just imagine putting on a corset, pulling your shoulders back naturally while opening up your chest, and just relieving all of your neck and shoulder pain. It controls your back pain, especially for those that sit in front of a computer for hours.
Oh, that's totally me.
They also can reduce the intensity of headaches and migraines. You carry yourself in a different way. That's why I talk about confidence a lot. They control your appetite. I mean, you do eat. It's not like you're starving yourself or you're trying to. It's just that you eat less. And it's just a better quality of life because you're enjoying your food. You're eating slower. And then even women with larger bust line, with heavier breasts, like everyone, you don't know how many times people think that because they have a larger breast, they can't wear a corset. But it's actually the complete opposite, because if you have a properly fitted corset made to your measurements and your body, it takes off all the stress off your shoulders from bra straps. I actually make a lot of corsets for women with larger breasts just because they are so sick of bra straps digging into their shoulders.
So interesting. Now, is there a difference between, say, a corset that you buy online that's kind of like a one-size-fit-all versus the types that you create that are really, you know, specific to each individual size and needs and wants?
Yeah, I think the ones online, I mean, obviously the cheaper you go, the less quality of fabrics and materials they use. I use, the metal spiral boning and extra thick boning. So I use two types of boning. I put in waist tape that controls the waistline. It gives you that, the exaggerated hourglass silhouette. And, the fabrics I use are just better quality. I line most of my corsets with horsehair. There's no horses that are being harmed. It's hair from the horse's tail that's woven into fabric, and it just makes the fabrics more rigid and more controlling, I guess you could say. And anything that's bespoke, which meaning that it's made to your body specifications, is better than something off the rack that fits mediocre.
Now, is there a difference between corsets and waist trainers, like the ones that, all the Kardashians sport and, encourage you to try?
I'm so glad you asked that, because I didn't know if I should bring that up.
Oh, yeah, so, totally.
The one that the Kardashians wear, when they're working out, it's actually called a faja. And those are actually used by patients who have liposuction because it reduces the swelling. So it's really not a corset. And the word corset gets thrown around so loosely. And the ones that the Kardashians are wearing, they don't have long-term benefits like corsets do. So it might feel like it's working for the first hour or two that you have it on. But then when you take it off, you'll see how it gets all stretched out. And it loses its shape. It doesn't form to your body. And I just think it's more of a selling gimmick.
Right. And it's a temporary fix.
Definitely. Definitely a temporary fix. So, yeah, I don't... If you're looking to invest in a true corset, it's always better just to go either custom made or do a little bit, of research before investing in one.
So you create really unique and beautiful corsets. Like, they're so intricate. They're so well thought out, and it truly takes a lot of talent. You're not just like picking out fabric and creating it. Like, you're definitely creating art. Like, you can tell from your Instagram, there are so many beautiful photos. So
thank you.
You're welcome. So where do you get inspired to, create all these different designs? Like, what's your creativity process like?
Well, traveling always resets everything. I'm constantly reading magazines, which I'm probably one of the few nowadays. But I love magazines. I love reading other blogs. I'm constantly reading trend reports online. Shopping and market research, even if it's just window shopping. And something as simple as like a new fabric, the color of the season, a trim. And a lot of times it's my clients who inspire me. Because I work with people of all different demographics, all different ages, both women and men, usually starting at 20 years old up to 75 years old. I just worked with a woman who was 72.
That's wild. Good for them.
I know. Yeah, she wanted a corset for her son's wedding.
Wow.
So that was fun. And I just wrapped up a corset with a man who was 70.
Wow. So what is the process from start to finish in creating a corset?
All right, so first we start with a consultation. So we discuss any design ideas that you have, any inspiration, what the purpose of the corset will be. If it's an everyday corset, if you want it to be worn to be seen, you want to wear it underneath your clothes. And then from there, I'll take your measurements. Or if you're not local, you can download my measurement chart from my website. And I recommend you take it to your local tailor just to be sure you get the most accurate measurements, because it is really hard to measure yourself.
Oh, totally.
So once I get the measurements, I begin draping, drafting, and creating your pattern. So everything is from scratch. That's what bespoke is. Everything from scratch. I don't have a library of patterns. I create a pattern for you, for your body.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so then I start with a mock-up. And a mock-up is usually made with like a cotton canvas fabric, and it's a version of what the finished corset will look like, but it's used to test the fit, the silhouette, making sure that you like where everything sits, if there's any adjustments. And sometimes I can make two mock-ups or five. So it really depends on, how well, it's fitting your body and, making sure that everything is perfect. Because once you cut the final fabric, there's really no going back. You really can't make any changes.
Boy.
No
pressure.
Yeah, right? So, and then during that time, we finalize fabric, color choices, any trims that you want. And again, everything is sourced for you. I do all the sourcing. I'll go to mostly usually New York because I like to go and touch and feel and see everything. I don't like to order online so much. I will if I have to, but you tell me the color you like, you tell me what you're thinking, and I shop for you, and I come back to you with, an array of swatches, and then you tell me love, hate, yes, no, and then we go from there. So I don't limit you to anything. You don't have to pick from anything I have. I do the research for you. I find what you want. And then from there, we start building your final corset. And what I had mentioned before about, the boning, if you want a front closure, if you want the back to be lace up, some people don't feel comfortable lacing themselves up. So we can go with other closure ideas and, And if you want waist tape, if you don't want waist tape, so it's really up to you. And it's kind of like a fun process, from start to finish.
No, that's so interesting. I feel like it's a lot more intricate than people realize. And that's funny because I actually learned the word bespoke from you. I had no idea what that meant until you explained it. And I think that's a really vital part of your business, that you do tailor everything to your client's needs. And you're not just, pulling off your rack and, trying to make it fit. You're really starting from scratch and like getting those measurements and just creating like this masterpiece. So I really want to ask you some more questions about being an entrepreneur. I'm not one myself, so I always find it super fascinating getting tips from other entrepreneurs, how they, manage to schedule their day, because essentially you're your own boss. There's nobody checking in on you, saying you have to get this done or setting deadlines. So what are some, practical tips for entrepreneurs listening in, especially since I feel like your line of work is very labor entailed. And, one, you have to set your own deadlines, like I mentioned, but two, you do all your own work. So like, things get delayed or things like that. Like, you kind of have to account for that.
Okay. Yeah, it is hard to stay motivated, but I do set my own deadlines and I stick to them. I do have a morning routine. So every morning I have all the things that I check off that I do, and I use You know, during the day, those hours I use sewing, creating. I actually just kind of changed the way that I even go onto social media because I realized that it was draining a lot of my time. And so part of my morning routine is to check Instagram, Facebook, post a picture, you know, go and like some of my other followers, you know, pictures and posts, engage. And I told myself that I cannot go back onto Instagram until the end of the night. So now I check it morning and night, and during the day, I've gotten a lot more productive. I really focus in on what I'm doing, and once I get started, I find that I can just go nonstop. So, and, you know, working from home has its benefits and some of its distractions, but I really just have to stick to the deadlines. And even with creating my blogs, I always put my clients' work first, but I treat my blogs like it's a client work, even though I'm wearing my corset. But it's a blog that I'm writing for my website, which is for my my followers who sign up for my email list. So those are also my clients. So I really treat every aspect of my business, you know, equally.
So since you brought up your clients, and you mentioned that, you know, you had like a 75-year-old woman and 70-year-old man, typically, mm-hmm. like what kind of clients do you get? And like, what are they looking for when they want a corset? Like, are they looking for it for medical reasons? Are they looking for it for, you know, like a fancy 50th birthday or, like, and I also want to know about Dakota Fanning's corset. I want to know all the details about that. That's so cool.
Yeah. So actually all the above. So I get calls from women who want to waist train, women who are going to a special event, you know, all of the above, any for any occasion, everyday wear. Men, I get calls from drag queens, from cross-dressers, men who also want to correct their posture. Some people like the feel of being, of having that, I guess, the tightness of a corset around them, almost like a hug. If that makes sense.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, burlesque dancers. I've made a few for them. So it's really, I've never had two clients alike. So I make, even though it's a bespoke corset, I feel like my clientele is bespoke because everyone is just different in their own way, which makes it, you know, exciting. And every corset is a new challenge. So, and I like that because I'm constantly evolving. Yeah.
And so what color, how was it designed? Tell me all about Dakota's corset, unless you had to sign non-disclosure.
No, so I actually met Dakota Johnson back in 2012.
Oh, I said Dakota Fanning, didn't I? I meant Dakota Johnson.
No, it's okay. So, yeah, a friend of a friend knows her and her family. Her mom is Melanie Griffith. And I flew down to New Orleans for a charity event. And I met Dakota, and we talked, and I was wearing one of my corsets. And I introduced her to my brand. I told her what I did. And, yeah, she was really interested in one. So her assistant emailed me her measurements and her mom's measurements. So I made both her and her mom a custom corset. And the thing is, though, so in 2012, Dakota was filming Ben and Kate, the TV sitcom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know, not too many people. It was only for like a season or two. It only ran to 2013. So I had made her corset in 2012, and Fifty Shades of Grey came out in 2015. So I might have made it. I met her years before she actually, you know, hit the big screen, which put her on the map, 50 Shades of Grey.
Totally.
So, yeah, it was really awesome. She's such a great woman. But
it's kind of it's so ironic that you made her the corset like before she became so famous for that movie, which obviously is like provocative, and she's wearing, you know,
right,
all the things that you could have designed for her, basically.
she could have worn it in the movies.
So where do you see your brand going in the future, and what are some goals that you have?
So right now, I'm focusing on designing corsets for medical purposes. And I've been reading a lot of back books, you know, about strengthening your core and balancing your spine. So I reached out to a few chiropractors, but I'm trying to find out how I get certified to work with doctors and their patients and spinal specialists, because patients who have spinal surgery, they need to wear a corset to protect that area. So I've been really trying to go in that avenue. And then also I've been watching YouTube videos on young girls with scoliosis, and corsets also do help with scoliosis. And it's kind of sad because these girls, they're young teenage girls who talk about their scoliosis and how they have to wear this hideous brace to school, and they feel like the outcast and they get made fun of. And so, you know, why can't, nowadays, it's like with our technology and everything, why can't medical corsets be a little bit more fashionable and maybe not so noticeable and just so hideous that, you know, like they used to be. So
100%, especially because the way you style them on Instagram, like you're always wearing them over dresses and things like that. And they're beautiful and they're chic, but they're not always like this... they're not always, like, sexy, you know, inappropriate. Like, these girls can wear these beautiful corsets that you make over dresses and things like that, and they would reap the benefits without, like, that taboo, you know, lingerie kind of feel.
Right, and they don't need to have all the, you know, bells and whistles on them. So they can be very simple and, you know, whatever color, natural color. So I just try to show, when I'm doing my blogs, I really just try to show my capabilities. And the point of my blogs is really to show, to express to my followers that I'm more like a practice what you preach kind of gal, because that's really how you gain, you know, trust and loyalty from your clients, from your social media followers. And, you know, how can I sit here and explain to you what a corset does if I'm not wearing it?
100%. I totally agree with that. And I love how you really show people how you can just wear it, you know, day to day. You know, because before I had actually connected with you, I just thought corsets were, honestly, for the bedroom or for the movies, you know, like movie stars and things like that. And upon seeing your Instagram and your blog, you know, it's definitely opened my eyes to, like, all these fun outfits that you can, you know, wear them with. And also, of course, the health benefits.
Right. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I realize that it's my job to educate people because I can't assume that everyone knows what I know. It's like that saying, people don't know what they don't know. You know, I mean, you with your health and wellness, I mean, you've taught me a lot with your blog and all your posts. And
thank you.
I feel like, yeah, no, and it's my job to, you know, educate my followers that, you know, of course, I'm not just out taking pretty pictures of myself. Like, I'm really trying to educate people on why to wear a corset, what you need it for, and if you're having certain problems or for medical reasons, that there are things that you could do to help yourself. So,
and that's definitely apparent through your Instagram. You can definitely see that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been because even when I moved back to Connecticut after I closed my boutique a few years ago, even though I didn't change the name of my brand, I had to revamp my entire look and, you know, redo all my social media channels because I was no longer a retail boutique. I wasn't selling other brands and lingerie. I'm not making lingerie anymore. I'm only doing corsets. So when I started my blog about a year and a half ago, that's when I really revamped my Instagram and, and just trying to, you know, to build a following to educate people on what I'm doing. So
where can everybody find your blog, your Instagram, and how can they contact you if they want their own corset made for them?
Sure. So I come out with a blog every other week. It's a new blog, and that's on www.champagnecorsets.com. And my Instagram is at champagnecorsets, Facebook, champagnecorsets and designs. Twitter, LinkedIn, it's all champagne corsets. So.
And I have one more question for you.
Sure.
And you know it's coming, so what is your...
I listen to your podcast, so I know.
What is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
I actually like two. I like the Power Greens by Health Aid.
Oh, I love Health Aid.
Yeah, and I like the Brew Doctor, the Clear Mind.
I haven't tried that one. What color is that label, do you know?
Blue, I believe, blue and white.
Oh, I don't know if I tried that one. What does it taste like?
Yeah, it's not really a flavor, but it's they call it Clear Mind, and it's just kind of like a subtle taste, and it's not too sweet. I don't like the real sweet ones, so it's not too sweet.
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, they have it at Trader Joe's. That's usually where I find it.
Oh, so interesting. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been such a joy connecting with you, finally.
Yeah, thank you so much. I feel like I've known you my whole life.
I know, and I can't wait to hang out with you next weekend.
I know, me too. Thanks, Erica.
No problem. All right, hold on.